Time now for our press review with Leo McGuinn. Leo, you're taking off from that story about Prime Minister Bayrou giving his first policy speech. How was that received by the papers?
Well, unsurprisingly, Caris, François Bayrou, the only face on the front pages here in France this morning. I'll start with Aujourd'hui en France. In trying to satisfy the left and the right at the same time, the head of the government played the role of a contortionist, according to the paper. They note that Bayrou did not win over his potential partners or arouse great enthusiasm. Le Figaro, slightly more positive. They refer to a gamble on appeasement, a happy cocktail of skill and common sense with pledges given to the opposition, proportional representation to the right, and the reworking of the pension reform to the left. The more left-leaning L'Opinion judged François Bayrou's speech much too vague. They accused him of speaking to say nothing. You can see the cartoon of the PM giving an eye test where things are just quite simply too vague. I'll finish with Libération. They have very much the same sentiment, saying that the left certainly weren't convinced by the 90-minute speech.
All right, Leo, let's move to the US now, where TikTok is facing a ban in just a few days' time, a ban that's seen many users move elsewhere.
That's right. The Supreme Court look likely to rule in favour of a law that forces TikTok's China-based parent company to either divest ownership of the app or face it being shut down on January the 19th. And as the Washington Post reports here, so-called TikTok refugees are flocking to another Chinese app. Its literal translation is Little Red Book, but it's often known as Red Note. It was the most downloaded app on the Apple Store over the weekend in the United States. The New York Times explains that the mass migration is in order for users to show how little they care about TikTok's ties with Beijing. One user writing, how funny would it be if they banned TikTok and we all just move over to another Chinese app. The potential ban has also prompted a new TikTok trend called Goodbye My Chinese Spy. Many users saying they'd rather share their data directly with the Chinese government than give up using a TikTok. Talking of that ban, you can see a headline in the Wall Street Journal today. China officials are discussing the option of selling to the world's richest man, Elon Musk. Musk has frequently met top Chinese officials and expressed favourable views about the country. Although TikTok say these reports are pure fiction, they've repeatedly said they will not sell its US operation. So Musk hasn't commented publicly about this. Someone who has said they'd be willing to buy TikTok, that's Mr. Beast, the popular YouTuber, incredibly popular YouTuber. In fact, 340 million subscribers. He posted this yesterday. Okay, fine, I'll buy TikTok. Many took it as a joke, but just a few hours ago, he tweeted this. He says he's had a lot of billionaires reaching out to him. Let's see if we can pull it off, he says. Sunday, the deadline. Watch this space.
All right, Leo. Next, the news that one of the most successful fantasy authors of all time has been accused of sexual assault by several women.
Yeah, this is Neil Gaiman, the best-selling author, had previously been accused of sexual assault by four women, and he was the subject of this New York Magazine cover story earlier in the week. The article details fresh claims made against him based on interviews with eight women. It centres on a young woman called Scarlett Pavlovich. She had been babysitting Gaiman's five-year-old child in Auckland in New Zealand and alleges that he offered her a bath in his garden before joining her in the tub naked and sexually assaulting her. This article also implicates his ex-wife, Amanda Palmer. Pavlovich allegedly told Palmer about the abuse. And according to this article, when she filed a police report, she went to the police. Palmer declined to cooperate with them. Now, as I say, this New York article was published earlier in the week, but now Neil Gaiman has responded on his blog titled Breaking the Silence. He said there are moments that he half recognises and moments he doesn't. Descriptions of things that happened sitting beside things that emphatically did not happen. He finishes by saying this, I'm far from a perfect person, but I've never engaged in non-consensual sexual activity with anyone ever. Another best-selling author has actually responded to this, as you can see in the Daily Mail. J.K. Rowling has blasted the literary crowd for what she calls a muted reaction, despite having a lot to say about Harvey Weinstein, she says, which according to her is a case with a lot of similarities. They haven't commented on this case.
All right, Leo, and you're finishing with the story of a French woman who's been scammed by an AI version of a very famous actor. What's this all about?
Well, if you're on social media in France, you'll no doubt have heard about this one. The Guardian reporting that a 53-year-old woman believed that she was in an 18-month relationship with Brad Pitt and was scammed into paying 800,000 euros, as revealed on a TF1 TV show at the weekend, and spent a year and a half communicating with the person she thought was Pitt. The person used fake social media and WhatsApp accounts as well as AI to send her what appeared to be selfies, and said she thought they were in love when she was told the actor needed financial help for cancer treatment because his accounts had been frozen by ex-wife Angelina Jolie. She transferred that 800,000 euros. It was only when Pitt was pictured with his partner in the summer that she realised she'd fallen for an elaborate scam. She's become target for mockery online, including by football club Toulouse. This is what they tweeted earlier in the week, saying that Brad Pitt would be at their stadium on Wednesday. They have since apologised for that. And as this article explains, at the time of the initial broadcast, Anne had experienced mental health difficulties and also suffered severe depression and been hospitalised for treatment. So TF1 have decided to withdraw their segment from all platforms. So what started as a funny joke has turned into quite a harrowing ordeal for this one woman.
All right, Leo, thank you very much for that look at the papers.